This is Spreaker Web Radio.
Alternative News Talk, Episode 3. What we're going to do is we're going to play the intro, and then we will get at it. So, as I post up all these links, I'm going to do the Facebook. Alright, Alternative News Talk, Episode 3, Season 2.
At www.spreaker.com, create...
What is going on, everybody? Alternative News Talk, Episode 3, Season 2 is ready. It's in full effect. How are we doing today, Bill?
Doing pretty good.
It's good to know. It's Tuesday, and it's Tuesday. Hope everyone had a good Labor Day weekend, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But quick question for my co-host. What does Labor Day mean anyway?
Labor Day is a day, you know, because everyone's working real hard, everyone deserves a day off. It goes back, you know, when we started getting labor unions and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone deserves a day off. So it's pretty much a day where it's like, let's all have a holiday where we all get to get off for one day. At least one day. So almost everyone is off. Not everyone is, because like, my parents used to be nurse days, and they only get off because, you know, people still need help. Doctors
are
worse, things like that.
So
a lot of people are off.
Oh, okay. I want to get into a quick story. Did you know iPhone is coming out with a new iPhone? Or Apple's coming out with a new iPhone?
iPhone's coming out with a new iPhone. Yeah, I heard about that. Is it supposed to be the iPhone 5, or they add another letter to it?
iPhone 5, and it comes out September 12th. So,
that's pretty cool. I'm not getting one, but it sounds pretty cool.
No, I'm not getting one either. I'm actually switching over to a Galaxy.
Android.
Yeah, a little Android. Basically, it comes out September 12th, which is next Wednesday. It's an invite in the Yerba Buena Center in San Francisco, an invite only. And basically, this says that it's a new two-tone unbody design similar to a dock connection 4G light and a 4-inch display using some new technology. I got an iPhone 3. I like it. I'm going to keep it, but I'm just switching over to Galaxy. Just because I'm just kind of over iTunes and all that, and I'm still going to use it for apps and stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah.
There's a story I heard up on the radio, and it's in front of me now, which I'm going to save that for last, but since we're short on time, let's get into the best part and the worst part of your weekend. Dale, have you thought of anything? Do you need a little bit more time? What's going on, man?
Well, I have to say, yeah, I got off the top of my head, you know, the best part of my weekend was, you know, I had a pretty lazy weekend. I had a 3-day weekend. I didn't really have any responsibilities to really take care of this weekend. So I just got to relax this weekend. But last night, you know, at the end of my weekend, got some bad news. You know, one of my best friends, Kat, got attacked by two dogs, and they took him to the vet, and they said he had broken jaw, and again, infection in his kidneys, and infection in his blood, so they had to euthanize him. So me and him had to go in his backyard and dig a hole for him. So,
damn.
That was probably the worst part of my weekend. Which, you know, honestly, compared to, I'm sure, some people's weekends, it's not too bad.
Yeah. Best part of my weekend? There's a lot of good parts. Probably Friday night, me and a buddy of mine went to our high school game, and we tied it with a minute left in the ball game, and then we won the game in overtime by kicking a field goal and stopping them on the 1 yard line. That was pretty cool. Worst part of my weekend, probably Saturday night. OU Sooners played Saturday night, and we weren't doing too well. But here's the bad part. I hooked up a cable box in another room, and basically when I did that, it took our cable and just said bye-bye to it, and we lost cable for about the first half of the game, and then I realized, all right, I'm going to unplug it, and then we got cable back. And then we lost all of our stuff on our DVR, which sucks. So, that was the worst part of my weekend. We'll do this weekly. And some weeks it's good, some weeks it's bad. But if you're a huge football fan, you'll understand my misery of missing the first half of the damn game.
That's gotta hurt, Andy.
It does, man. Okay, I want to get this story. Now, I don't know if you've heard of this chick. I watched a documentary over a couple weeks ago, and her name is Griselda Blanco. She's the queen of cocaine, and she was shot to death in Colombia. And I'm going to run down a rap sheet. She was a notorious drug trafficker who ran the Memphis Molina cartel, and she was 69 years old, and I'm going to get to what happened to her in a minute. But basically, at the height of her criminal career, she reportedly pushed 3,400 pounds of cocaine per month in the United States, ranking in the $96 million per year. She was convicted of three murders in the 80s, but authorities believe that she was convicted of as many as 240. Two out of four kids were killed in drug-related violence, as well as her three husbands. And here's the thing, and I'm going to give you the backstory. She was notorious for having people ride on motorcycles and shooting people, doing drive-bys like that. Well, this is why she got shot. She's in Colombia, okay? She just left a butcher shop down in Colombia, and basically why they shot her was she wanted this guy killed, right? So these two guys, or how many there are, go, and when they went to shoot the guy, they accidentally shot his two-year-old kid. They got scared. They ran back to her. At first, she was mad because they didn't shoot him, but get this. When she found out that they shot his kid, she said that it was good enough and to leave it alone. So this guy gets back, and basically, she was hitting a drive-by. Two men on motorcycles opened fire on the 69-year-old as she left the butcher shop in Medellin, and she got shot in the head twice. So, let's just say that was a bad day at the office for Blanco.
Well, that's going to be quite an upset in that little world there. I wonder if it's going to affect. I'm sure it will affect the drug trade somewhat. I wonder if it'll slow it down, you know, make it harder for them to get drugs here in the U.S. or what, you know, because, I mean, she got murdered in cold blood, but, I mean, she was a drug well, in this case, Queen, then, you know, she's probably used to this kind of thing. She just probably would think it happened to her when she's so high. But, I mean, it's a horrible world, I'm sure.
It is. What was I going to say? That's a lot of drugs. 3,400 pounds of cocaine per month.
That's almost 2 tons of cocaine a month.
That's insane.
That means she's hauling in over 80,000 pounds of cocaine a year in the U.S. And then, it could be the kids getting into that coke. They could take a bank account.
Yeah. But you can't say that she wasn't, she didn't deserve it, you know what I mean?
I mean, she ordered a hit on this man and killed his 2-year-old son. I mean, he was just his. This even got revenge. I mean, I'm sure she ended up killing plenty of people herself as well as telling others to do it throughout her career.
Well,
in a world like that, yeah, no one gets to talk about getting their hands dirty.
Well, she was convicted of 3 murders, but they think that she killed up to 240, so I definitely think she deserved it.
Yeah, that's a decent amount of kills, you know, for one person.
Her KD must be insane.
I've seen as how her D is only 1. Yeah, I'd say so.
If you're a Call of Duty fan, you'll get that one. Or a Halo.
If you're
fan.
A shooter fan, you'll get that.
Thank you. I'm having a rough day. And here's just another story. Again, I have ideas in my head, but once we go live, it's completely let's find stories. I don't browse the internet because frankly, I'm just too damn busy, and Dylan doesn't want to do it. And I don't blame him. So here's another thing, real quick before we get into the story. I don't know if you know this guy, but Michael Clark Duncan, excuse me, he's a black guy, and he played in the Green Mile. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, he also played The Night of Roxbury, which I watched last night.
Oh, okay, so you definitely know who he is. And he died at the age of 54. Real good actor. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I can never really remember his name. I just know that pretty much every role he played, he's a huge black guy.
Well, you know what? Let me try to look up his height and all that. What was he in?
The Night of the Roxbury, The Green Mile. He's been in a lot of movies. He was in,
he worked in The Green Mile, Armageddon, The Whole Nine Yards, Daredevil, Big...
Yeah, he played the Kingpin in Daredevil, I forgot about that.
It doesn't say how... Oh, here we go. He's 6'5", and he's around 315, so... He's a big boy.
He appears to be at least mostly, if not all, muscle.
Oh, yeah. And obviously, we won't know what he died from until they did the autopsy and all that, and it comes back in a couple months. But seemed like a real good dude, family man, hard worker, and seemingly like a nice guy. And rest in peace, Mr. Michael Clark Duncan. And here's a weird story. Dylan, did you know that phone sex is not prostitution, according to Italian court rules?
Well, technically, no. I wouldn't consider it prostitution.
Well, let me run it down for you. A man was charged with prostitution for engaging in phone sex. An Italian judge ruled that a lower court made a bad call. In the Italy Supreme Court found on Friday, verbally servicing and a person propose of sexual excitement does not does not mess up with the sexual service laws. And he, are you okay over there?
Me?
Yep.
Yeah, I had to plug in my device here in the charger.
Okay.
I didn't have any more technical difficulties, I'm sorry.
It's all good, it's all good. The defendant, he paid the woman to provide phone sex to one of his business clients. And a lower court said that that was actually a crime. So anyway, and if you're on the telephone or internet, web chats, it's not, you can't get convicted of it. Anyway,
that's pretty interesting.
At least in Italian courts.
You know, what really kind of, you know, there's so many different ways. It's kind of like, what counts as prostitution now? But, you know, it's just a voice. I mean, I'm sure they've had, you know, sexy chat lines around for, ever since the cell phone came out.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. If you're on the podcast, you won't hear the commercial break. And if you're live, hang on for about 30 seconds to a minute, and we'll be right back.
That sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Hey, all right, it's Kip Casper.
Spreaker is the website which turns anyone into a radio DJ. Log on to Spreaker.com for listening to thousands of radio channels and start creating your own radio today.
All right, y'all. One more commercial break.
That sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Hey, all right, it's Kip Casper.
Spreaker is the website which turns anyone into a radio DJ. Log on to Spreaker.com for listening to thousands of radio channels and start creating your own radio today.
We're back from commercial break. Sorry we didn't take that. But we got a story for you. And this is about a strip club offering tuition for... Am I saying that word right? Tuition?
Tuition.
Same thing. Now, and here we go, y'all. In Canada! Oh, Canada! A strip club is willing to lighten the financial load for ladies who lighten their wardrobe on the stage. The owner of Leopard's Lounge in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, says immigration laws have stripped the club of many of its dancers. Hoping to sweeten the pot, they're paying. Students who work at the strip club can receive all the way up to $1,700 and is it tuition? Thank you. Just whenever I say it, you just say it. For full-time or part-time classes, worked at area colleges or the University of Windsor. But here's the catch. Double D might be the best letters for dancers. But if you are a dancer, you have to be a B+, average. Girls can take any classes they want to help better themselves, says the owner. We have girls studying business finances to become nurses and assistants and a chiropractor. So, and if you want to go dancing, go to Canada! Anyway, what do you have to say about this deal?
It's the true stereotype of hiring a stripper to get through college. But, I mean, I guess that's kind of a way to give back to the community, you know?
Hey, man, I guess.
I think the way it gets more than I guess, because, you know, if you know, you're going to a strip club, you want to see some young women with some, you know, with some big old assets to shake around in your face, I guess, so.
Hey, man, I guess. I don't know if this is necessary.
I don't want to see some big old assets shaking around in my face. I want a little bitty. I'm paying money for this.
Yeah, but don't you think it's wrong, though, kind of?
Well, I mean, what do you mean? What do you think's wrong about it?
Well, some girls, they really want to go to college, so a guy saying, "Hey, work at my strip club, and I'll pay your tuition."
Well, I mean, you know, it's several jobs to get money for college. I mean, it's their choice. It's not like they're being forced into it. Maybe they plan on doing it anyway. It's just a bonus to them.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. It's in Canada. It's not in the United States. Do you think that could happen in the United States legally?
Yeah, I could see it happen. You know, I don't really see it as a way. It depends on the way he's working it. It sounds almost like a scholarship. But the way he's probably doing it is that, like, if you can prove that you have all this, he'll give you a bonus towards your normal paycheck.
Yeah. Now, I don't have a problem with this at all, but it does seem like if it did go to the United States and did this legally, someone would make a point out of it and take them to court or sue them or something. You know what I mean? There's so many groups out there that try to get in people's business and just want attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Do you got anything else to add on this one?
I want to know if they're gonna do some kind of follow up article or story about it, you know.
Well, if they do,
like, it actually increases the business or anything.
I don't know, man. If they do, I'll let you know. Though. That's all the time we have for today. Gonna cut it a little bit short. We're 21 minutes in. Not the best show today, but still, I give it a B. Quality. Anything else to add there, Dale?
Nah, today's not the best day, but, you know, at least a show isn't best, it's better than no show. We can work on it.
Yeah. So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker. It's all there in the description. Go to the site, NextGenerationWrestlingSideWeave.com/radio, to check out the show. And I'd like to do two shows, but you know what? That's just not the cards. So, for me, this is Andy. That was Dylan. We'll see you next Tuesday for Alternative News Talk Live Radio.